我们从生命记二十七章，我们今天读到三十四章。
Today our reading is from Deuteronomy 27 to 33-34.
我们把明天的这个整个的生命记也查完。
We also will finish looking at that the Deuteronomy's reading for tomorrow.
如果你还没跟上，你会从下礼拜一开始就是约书亚记。
So if you have not kept up, starting Monday will be the beginning of Book of Joshua.
让我们一同来跟着这个进度，也帮助其他的弟兄姐妹。
Let's keep up with the schedule and also help other brothers and sisters.
如果你去周围问问你自己的弟兄姐妹，
if you ask around the brothers and sisters around you,
他们有每一天读圣经的习惯的人。
If they have the habit of reading the Bible daily,
不多。
There are not many though.
真的不多。
Truly not many.
我们怎么样自己读圣经，我们也可以帮助其他的弟兄姐妹。
How we read the Bible, we also can help other brothers and sisters.
神给我们的这一个磐石，既是那么又坚定，那么牢靠。
So the rock that God has given us is such trustworthy and so steadfast.
你当我们建造在它上面的这个房屋，也是很坚固、很牢靠。
So if we build the house on top of this rock, it also be trustworthy and also steadfast.
不会去扶一下别人，我们自己都倒了。
So we will not be able to hold up.Appel others and for ourselves.
我们一定要努力的去做。
So we need to strive hard to work on this.
当我们看到这个十七章的时候，
So when we look at chapter 27,
今天是要读二十七章，我们读到十七章的时候，
When we read till 17,
就讲到生命记里面的一个很重要的，就是当保以色列的国王这个在宝座上的时候。
So in chapter 7 we talk about when the king takes the throne of Israel.
亲自抄录这一卷生命记。
He must personally make a copy of the scroll of this Deuteronomy.
而且要读这生命记。
He must read this scroll.
告诉我们说不至于骄傲起来。
So that we may not be proud.
因为他成为什么样子的人。
And what kind of person this person becomes.
为什么就只有拣选你当这样子的一个王呢？
So how come he chose you to be a king like this?
是因为你高人一个头吗？
Is it because you are a head taller than others?
还是像扫罗刚刚开始的时候那样谦卑？
Or maybe just like Saul, when in the beginning he was very meek.
那你成为何等样的人呢？
And what kind of person you have become?
从历史给我们看见。
So from the history we see,
当我们努力的读神的话语的时候，
When we study hard the word of God,
我们就能够谦卑下来。
Then we'll be able to humble ourselves.
当我们进入应许之地还没得应许的时候，
When we enter the land of promise but have not received the promise.
今天我们二十七章要读的，
This is what we read in chapter 27.
把那个石头垒起来，抹上灰。
So we set up the stones and put plaster on it.
把生命记写下来。
And then write down the words of the Deuteronomy.
这就是神跟我们立的约。
This is the covenant God has set with us.
也就是说，当我们把这一个生命记放在我们的心里里面的时候，
So in other words, when we put this Deuteronomy in our hearts,
我们就可以真正的明白神要我们去走。
Then we can understand what God wants us to do.
神的引导是什么？
What is His leading?
那到了这一个三十一章的时候，
So when we reach chapter 31,
要告诉我们七年有每七年的年末的末年，
At the end of 7 years.
就是豁免年，就是祝棚节的时候。
So this is the tenth the year of tabernacles.
要向百姓诵读解说这卷书。
You need again to read these laws to the people.
当然有一些守住了。
Of course, some have kept.
有一些余数他们守住了。
So some truly have kept.
大多数的人，我们从历史的经验告诉我们，还没有守住。
But according to the history and experience, we have seen that they have not kept.
这个豁免节的时候来到神的面前是要得到豁免。
So this feast of tabernacle is really to receive the feast.
豁免节又叫做祝棚节，也就是感恩节的意思。
Meaning that it's a feast of tabernacle, also the feast of thanksgiving.
但是可惜的，百姓到神的面前呢是要受恩，不是要感恩。
But unfortunately, people come to receive the grace, but not to give thanks.
以至于他读这一卷书的时候呢，他的心里是有他的意思在的。
So when they read this book, they have the meaning in their heart.
从这个31章里面就告诉我们以色列他预言到他们的败落。
So in chapter 31 it actually prophesies the corruption of the Israelites.
就是因为他们有一个刚硬的心。
It's because they have a stubborn or hardened heart.
这经读是读了。
So they may have read.
但是他要的是怎么样，是豁免之恩而不是要去感恩。
So what they want is the grace but not to give thanks.
因此呢，当我们看到这个17章、27章、31章里面有三处。
So when we look at chapter 17, 27 and 31, there are three places.
生命记里面国王上来的时候，我们要读这卷书。
When the king takes up the throne, he needs to read this book.
并且抄录，这样更加记住。
And they need to make a copy so that they can remember.
当还没得应许之前，我们开始进入应许之地，知道这是神的应许之地，我们就要把这书再一次的看一遍。
So before they take the land of promise, to take the promise, they need to read this book again.
当我们领受了神的恩典的时候，每逢七年，神豁免年的时候，我们必须要献上感恩。
So when they, at the end of 7 years, the year of the Feast of Tabernacle, they need to give thanks to the Lord.
27章里面再次重细的读，读到这个问题。
So when we reach from chapter 27, we're into this problem again. What's this problem?
就是当我们要真正的明白神的旨意的时候。
So when we try to understand the will of God,
这个乌林跟土民就发生了作用。
The Urim and the Thummim would have effect.
你有没有把神的话放在心里？
Did you put the word of God in your heart?
你做这件事情是为了荣耀神吗？
Are you doing this to glorify God?
你做这件事情是自己的一个理想跟目标，还是荣耀神？
Are you doing this for your own ideal or goal, or is it really to glorify God?
还是因为你有这方面的才能呢，可以把它来荣耀神，来增加自己的知名度？
So are you just adding on to your own knowledge, showing off your own skills?
当国王坐在这个位置上面的时候，
When the king takes this throne,
这意思就是当我们得救了以后，
This means that when we are saved,
这国王立位还没有完全达到整个的扫罗王还没有把整个的以色列的境地完全收回来的时候，
So when Saul has not completely recovered all the lands of the nation of Israel,
就告诉我们先要遵行耶和华的话语。
It tells us we need to follow and obey the words of the Lord.
所以当我们出或我们入，
So when we go in or go out,
怎么样是神的旨意？
What is the will of the Lord?
对于神的话语我们有没有很清楚？
Are we clear about the word of God?
而当我们要征战要去领受这应许的时候，
When we are to go to war and to receive the promise,
我们再一次的回到神的话语里面来，
We return to the word of God again,
来蒙光照，
To receive the light,
使我们知道我们做这工作，
So that when we do this work,
到底是我个人要做的呢，还是神要我们做的？
So we know whether it's the work of God or something that we're doing for ourselves.
当在快将近十年前的时候，这个921的时候，
10 years ago, September 21st,
台湾发生了一场大地震。
There was a great earthquake in Taiwan.
当我们开始在思考要不要做这个问题的时候，
When we consider whether to do the work of rescue,
这一句话就浮现在我的心中。
Now this word came into me.
是不是因为人家有救灾，我们没有救灾，我们觉得我们好像基督徒敬拜中心就不没有那么大的教会没有做这样的工作，好像对不起社会。
So I was wondering whether just because others have done this kind of work, was doing this kind of work of rescue, and our church, Christian Zion Church, doesn't do this work, that we are actually being put to shame.
心中有神的灵同在。
Or rather, we have the Spirit of God in us.
要我们去学习一样的功课。
To learn a lesson.
所以就不是做一年，我就把时间拉长为三年。
So instead of doing a year's work, I decided to extend into 3 years.
第一个就考验我们是不是在做，人家也做，我们也做，让社会大众来欢迎的工作而已。
So it made me think whether we're doing the work just to please the society, like others, just to follow the trend.
当我们做完以后，我们也没有无时不刻的颂扬我们在这三年内我们做了什么，做了什么。没有这么样去做。
And we didn't sort of pat ourselves on the back for all the work we've done in 3 years.
当然也在外面我们也就没有这样做。
So we didn't do work like that like others did.
但是我们每次回到那个地方去的时候，
But every time we return to that place,
去年的时候我又回到那个地方去的时候，
So 2 years ago, last year we went back to that place.
他们还认识我。
They still remember me.
因为我们在同一个地区里面耕耘了三年。
Because in the same place we have preparing or cultivating for 3 years.
所以我们最大的安慰是什么？
What was the greatest comfort to us?
他们讲了一句话。
Something they said.
大家都走了。
Everybody left.
三年了，你们还来在我们的当中。
And for the 3 years still among us.
他们基督教真的跟其他人不一样。
That Christianity is different from others.
因为我们去的时候没有跟着一大堆媒体。
Because we didn't go with the media.
三年来他们感受到我们默默的耕耘。
So in 3 years they experienced our silent shepherding.
事实在那个地区里面也建造了很多的教会，也建造了不少的教会在那个地方。
So during that time there also many churches that were set in that area.
我们能力不足，我们没有办法在那边建造教会。
But we did not have enough strength. We didn't build the church there.
太远了。
It was too far for us.
那么台湾的教会也没有成熟到那个程度。
But the churches in Taiwan were not mature enough to do that.
当然，当时有一样的冲动，就是要在中寮那个地方建造教会。
But there was a stirring up of hearts at that time was to build church at that place.
是很好的时机。
Because it was a good timing.
神没有把这个神又把这个机会给我们，我们却没有把握住，就是。
God gave us this chance, but we didn't grab onto it.
也许这个过去了以后呢，我们更领受到什么时候是更应该怎么样做。
So though this is past, so in the future we may want to do this more in the future.
当中国大陆再一次的有四川大地震的时候，我们也再次进去有三年的时间。
So when China had a great earthquake in Sichuan, we also went in for 3 years.
我们已经知道不是要去得了很多人的这个光彩。
We were there to receive the honor of people.
而是让他们说奇怪，为什么大家都走掉了，你们还不走？
Just for them to wonder why everybody have left except for you guys.
很多人认为说他们要赶我们，不是的。
So some people felt like they were trying to drive us out. No.
他们都发现到说我们所做的不仅仅是在那一个物质上帮助他们，而且在心灵里面跟他们说话。
So what they found was that we weren't just helping them materialistically, we also tried to help them in their hearts.
跟他们一同哀哭。
And also to mourn with them.
这个也就是在整个做一些工作的时候，神的灵在我们里头来光照。
This is when we're doing certain work that the light of God is in us.
是不是每一个人都能够理解这一些事情呢？
Will everybody understand this?
不见得。
I don't think so.
但是怎么样？对神、对人长存无愧的良心。
But we have clear conscience before man and before God.
因此在27章第6节的时候，
So in chapter 27 verse 6,
我们要看到要用没有凿过的石头筑耶和华你神的坛，在坛上要将燔祭献给耶和华你的神。这个27章第6节，
Build the altar of the Lord your God with undressed stones or field stones and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God.
坛的意思就告诉我们要重建。
So altar means that we have to rebuild.
因为当到了这一个迦南地的时候，他们有很多丘坛。
So when they reach the land of Canaan, there are a lot of high places.
你不要以为筑一个坛很容易，筑一个坛不容易。
Don't think that building an altar is easy. It's actually not easy at all.
还告诉他们要用那个没有石刀切过的石头。
God also reminded them they cannot use stones that are dressed.
所以还要去找。
So they have to find.
表示呢，这个重新的开始。
Mean that this is a renewal or beginning.
不是凿过的石头。
This is not something that has been worked on.
是很天然。
So it's very natural.
我们献祭的时候，
So when we make offerings,
不要加上人工。
Do not add on with human tools.
不要加上我们个人的人为。
So do not put on our own ideations.
因为神最知道我们的心意。
Because God knows our hearts and will.
因此呢，我们祷告的时候，
So when we pray,
不需要加上人为。
We don't need to add on human ideas.
好，我们常常在看到祷告的时候，
I often see when we are praying,
个人祷告的时候
a personal prayers,
都不会有，因为自己在家里祷告嘛。
They wouldn't have because they are praying at home.
但是如果我们已经在公众祷告习惯了，回到家自己祷告的时候，会不会受这个影响？
So when we pray often in the public, when we go home to pray in private, will it affect us?
我认为会。
I think it will.
因为我自己也经常在公众祷告。
Because I often pray in the public.
公众祷告里面就是一个人在一个祷告的当中，他会用比较华美。美丽的词藻
So it's because when someone prays in the public, they will use things that seem more beautiful.
会考虑到弟兄姐妹对我这个人祷告的感受是什么。
I'll consider how the brothers and sisters react to my prayers.
所以我就要修饰稍微属灵一点。
So I can make it more spiritual.
会不会
？Won't you?
不会哦，你告诉我，
我会。You guys are very spiritual.
我会。
I will.
我会体验感觉到弟兄姐妹的感受，所以我会祷告稍微属灵一点。
So I experience what the brothers and sisters are experiencing. So I'll be more spiritual.
这个叫做修饰。
This is actually.
那么实质上呢？
But in reality,
神告诉我们献祭的时候呢，你要注意到你的祷告里面那一个不是使人爱听的。
So it's not to pray things that people to please people.
或是很好看的祭坛。
Or to make the altar very beautiful.
神没有火下来。
But the fire doesn't come down.
只有租一个祭坛，看人在献祭。
You only put up an altar so for people to see.
自己去点火。
And you set the fire yourself.
没有真正的。神的火下来
Truly not the fire of the Lord that come
这一个呢纵然是流泪大声的祷告
Even though it's a loud crying out of, in prayer
也失去了那祭坛的意义
You lost the meaning of the altar
那表示呢那每一颗石头每一颗石头被垒起来的时候
So every stone that's built up
是非常的重要的
It's very important
不能经过修饰
Cannot use a human tool.
不能经过修饰的祭坛。
So this is altar that has not been dressed.
给我们在敬拜的当中。
In our worship.
更需要遵照神的意思。
We need to go according to His will.
昨天我们提到跳舞。
So yesterday we talked about dancing.
为什么我们跳不起来？经过修饰。
We cannot dance because it goes through our human tools.
我们思想里面的修饰一定要这样吗
？It goes through the tools of our thinking.
举手，一定要吗
？So when this ends, people say, should we have to?
经过我们头脑的修饰
，through the tools of our head,
拦阻神很多的火要下来。
So it prevents the fire from the Lord coming down.
我们献祭里面太过于的修饰的时候
，So when we make offerings and there's too much,
就是呢，当我们建议很多事情，竟然都没有人听见。
Even the many things we do and not many people are heard.
区长也不听，牧师也不听。
And the district leaders don't want to listen.
我只好在大会众当中祷告给神听。
So I'd rather just pray for everybody to hear in the public.
那意思是他祷告给人听，不是给神听。
Meaning that he is praying for the people to hear, not for God to hear.
经过修饰。
This also gone through the dressing or the tools.
祭坛呢，空有祭物，没有火。
So then the altar has the object offering, but has no fire.
二十八章。
Chapter 28.
二十八章。如果当我们没有真正的进入到神的引导的当中的时候
When we don't go into the true leading of the Lord
那么28章里面46节到47节的时候就因为这些咒诅必在你和你的后裔身上成为一击骑士直到永远
These curses will be a sign of wonder to you and your descendants forever
你们本来是应该要祝福的怎么会变成咒诅变成很奇怪的
You are supposed to be blessed, but you became curses, and that's very strange.
很奇异的事迹。
It's very wondrous.
很奇异的事情。
It's a very strange and wondrous.
神让你们进入这应许之地是要祝福你们的，怎么反倒成为咒诅呢
？God was supposed to lead you into the land of promise, instead you receiving a land of a curse.
四十七节告诉我们，因为你富有的时候
，because when you were in the time of prosperity,
不欢心乐意的侍奉耶和华你的神。
Did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly.
所以这个是态度的问题。
So this is added problem of attitude.
这一个是本质的问题。
This is personal problem.
这一个态度。
So this attitude.
如果你看二十八章里头。
So read chapter 28.
会跟我们昨天读到的这一个圣经章节是不是有点冲突
？So would it conflict to what we were reading yesterday?
昨天告诉我们说，孩子不担当父亲的罪，孩子必要是担当孩子自己的罪。
That this.Sons and daughters would not be condemned for the sins of the fathers. Chapter 28.
做这些事情，咒诅临到你的子孙。
But he says here the curses come upon your children.
神不又是会追讨吗
？Doesn't God then will
你要很清楚的，在尼希米他们在认罪的时候。
So in book of Nehemiah,
只有全世界只有一个民族。
There's only one nation.
在全世界当中，神只有呼召一个人。
God called only one.
就独自一人的时候是亚伯拉罕。
And the only single person was Abraham.
只有这个民族。
Only this people.
他是很独特的。
So it was very special.
这个全世界被呼召的只有以色列这个民族。
So only this it's Israel.
也就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，雅各后来改成以色列。
Yeah, that's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob who became Israel.
以色列从雅各的时候开始。
So Israel came from Jacob.
全世界当中，神只有拣选这个族类。
God in the whole world chose only this nation.
所以呢，神给他们有一卷很重要的就是律法。
So God gave them this very important book of law.
新约的时候，保罗在讲。犹太人有什么不一样的呢
？So in the New Testament, Paul said, "What's the difference between Jews?"
他身为犹太人，他自己当然不能被自己捧。
Of course, being born a Jew, he cannot boast of himself.
所以他说，就是有不一样的。第一，就是有神的圣言交给他们。
One is because they have the holy people who gave them.
也就是神有这本律法书给他们。
It's that God gave them this book of law.
那是因为他们不要，现在才轮到我们这个地方来。
So it's because they didn't want it, so that's why they wondered. And
表示呢，他们是怎么样被神裁掉的橄榄
？Mean that they were the branch cut off from the vine.
被摘掉的葡萄树。
And also they were the tree that was torn off.
这一个呢，当我们看到尼西米祷告带领整个会众他们祷告的时候，我们为我们的祖宗认罪。
That's why when you saw Nehemiah led the whole congregation to pray, They confess the sins of their forefathers.
这也就是我们昨天提到的，从历史的观点里面来看。
That's what we're talking about when you look at from the history point of view.
世界上只有这一个民族，他们的祖宗是神所拣选的。
That there's only one nation in the world, and this nation was chosen by God.
也直到现在。
Till now.
以色列那个事情还没完毕。
The matter regarding Israel is not complete yet.
因此呢，这一个还没完毕在整个生命记里面都已经交代清楚。
So even though it has not been completed, the matters have been determined in Deuteronomy.
3000多年前，摩西的眼光已经看到，不是那站在那一个地方里面看到那应许之地的远处。
So 3000 years ago, Moses already saw into the future, not the land of the promise.
看到未来的一些变化。
He saw the changes in the future.
这个是神的启示在他那里头。
That's because of God's revelation in him.
所以他们为他们的祖宗去认罪。
And that's why they confess the sins of their forefathers.
请问我们哪一个人的祖宗是像神这样被像不像像亚伯拉罕他们这样被拣选出来的？没有。
Let me ask you if any one of you is forefather was like Abraham.
美国人、欧洲人、西班牙人、东方人，没有一个民族。
Americans, Europeans, Spanish, and Chinese, or Asians, none of them.
那他需不需要学这一套尼西米向他们的祖宗认罪啊
？Therefore, do they need to follow this prayers of Nehemiah?
所以你就可以看到，没有从中原德性去看圣经是多么可悲的事情。
That's why it's really sad when you see that they don't follow the principle of the Bible, overall principle of the Bible.
那么就因为以色列人曾经进到加拿大被赶出去，坐了原来的火车回去。
And they were Jews that were expelled from Canada, they have to take the train back to their country.
在路上的时候呢，就被瓦斯毒死。
So on the way, they were gassed to death.
以至于加拿大认为他们一直的不复兴，是因为曾经犹太人要进来，他们没有，他们的祖宗犯了罪。
So some of the Canadians think that their country is not being revived because of their forefathers' sin against the Israelites.
开始认罪。
So they decided to confess their sins.
认罪了以后呢
？After they confess,
就产生所谓的圣效。
So this is the East.
这个是现代教会历史。
This is the present history of church.
也就是我们说啊，这个很有效。
So some people say, oh, this is very effective.
结果从那一个地区，在新加坡也有这个事情。
So it also happened in Singapore.
他们也曾经怎么样？曾经把一些曾经要来的一个越南的人，把他赶出去。
They also drove out some of the Vietnamese that was coming to the country.
他们把衣服留下来。
But they left the clothes behind.
衣服里面都是金子。
And there were gold in the clothes.
给他们食物，给他们新的衣服，让他们再走吧，在海上漂流吧。
They gave them new clothes and new food to go on the boats and the float and wander in the oceans.
哎呀，他们过去的这个祖先怎么犯的？基督徒怎么犯的这种事情？为他们认罪祷告。
So the Singaporeans confess the sins of their Christian fathers who did such things.
听说那个时候也带来复兴。
although they said claimed there was revival.
新加坡有这个加拿大有，所以结合起来。
Because there was revival in Canada and revival in Singapore, so they made the connection.
却没有从圣经里面去看为什么尼希米带着所有的人认罪。
But they never looked in the book of Nehemiah to see why he led the congregation to confess.
那么这个之前呢，就有在做这个什么叫这个叫做这个啊这个啊这个记忆性的这个啊治疗。
So this was before try to heal from memory.
过去呢，母腹当中如果妈妈在怀你的时候生气，对你这个爸爸骂他了一下，哎呀，怀你白怀的啊，这种毒素就进到里面去了。
So they claimed that while in the womb, that if something happened between the mother or father or what they did, that will affect you.
这个连逻辑都没有办法通过的，科学都没有办法通过，他们自己这样用哲学的思想想出来的。
So even the logic or the science cannot confirm this. They use their own.
所以当你生出来的时候，你就会怀恨你的父母亲。
And therefore, these people will hate their parents.
一种莫名的怀恨。
This is a thing that they cannot understand, this hatred they have.
所以你要为你父母亲这一方面曾经这样的事情来认罪，为他们认罪祷告。
So they claim that the daughters and sons must have confessed the sins of their parents.
这样破口就补住了。
So their footholds will be closed.
这一种错谬的基督教思想。
So this kind of wild thinking from Christians.
就结合了这种认同性的悔改。
So they confirm they try to do this unity in confession.
很多灵恩教派里面的一种很特别的这种教义。
Of this kind of confession become a teaching in the spiritual churches.
但我要严肃的告诉你，这是不合圣经的教义。
I just want to tell you this is not according to the teachings in the Bible.
但是跟其他宗教的教义是有点相同。
But it's a little similar to some of the religions.
特别是跟这个印度教的教义非常的相同。
It's a little bit similar to Hindus or Indians' teaching.
那这样子的事情
this kind of thing,
我们岂可以不分别出来呢？
Why we must distinguish?
所以当我们要追求这个富有，追求这个恩典的时候，我们要怎么样？我们要按着神的方法。
So if we're seeking this prosperity, this grace, we need to use God's way.
不是东找一段西找一段凑起来。
We don't just get something from east and something from west and put it together.
所以我们的态度里面要知道这个律法里面是怎么样教导。
Because we need to understand from the law what it's teaching.
28章里面告诉我们说，这一些因为神他严格讲讲神的律法，祖宗不遵守，百姓这个他的子孙也不遵守。
So strictly speaking, in God's book, it says that the father didn't obey and the children didn't obey.
从圣经里来去看，有哪一个子孙他很遵守神的这个律法，神责备他的？哦，因为你祖宗犯了罪，所以你该当如此。
So if you look through the Bible, where can you find that the children who truly obey the Lord have been rebuked?
我们很可以从列王记上的时候，列王记下的时候，这些的君王他们知道悔改，好好的回到神的面前来。神就与他们同在。
You can see from the first king and second king that those kings that repented and turned back to the Lord, that the Lord treated them.
还没有国王之前，我们看到四世纪，也就是因为他们回到神的律法里面，神与他们同在。
Even the book of Judges, that when they returned to the Lord was with them.
救他们脱离外邦人的手。
So that they were saved from the hands of the enemies, so of Gentiles.
告诉我们，不是神他的咒诅要临到他的后裔。
So it's telling us it's not the curses of the Lord to come upon the descendants. 而
是祖宗不遵守神的律法，子孙也不遵守的律法，当然咒诅必然临到。
It's because the forefathers didn't obey, neither did the descendants. Therefore, the curses came upon them.
一进入到迦南地的时候，基利新山跟以巴路山就在前面。
So when they came to the land of Canaan, that the Mount of Ebal and Mount of Gerizim are before them.
这是从总原则性来看这一段的圣经。
This is the general principle when we look at these verses.
就不要看到这段圣经里面就截取那个啊，圣经你看这样这样讲这样讲，你没有讲到整个在旧约里面在新约里面是怎么样子来看待这事的。
So when people read these verses, they may take out of context without looking at the general principle of the Old Testament, New Testament.
所以看到二十八章的时候，你的心态是什么？你的本质你懂多少
？So.Your attitudes when you read chapter 28 is determined by your own personal values.
本质就是我们要照着神的话语去行。
That is, your personal value had to be by obeying the word of God.
回到神的教导里头。
And return to his teaching.
心态是我们要跟随神的话语而行。
And our attitude is that we need to follow the word of the Lord.
29章第19节，这听见这咒诅的话，心里人是自夸说，我们虽然行事，心里顽梗，连众人却都还平安。
So when such a person hears the words of this oath, he invokes a blessing on himself, and therefore thinks, I'll be safe even though I persist in going on my own way.
我也没有去聚会啊，我你看看我。神还是这么祝福我的公司啊。
Some may claim, I didn't go to the meetings and God's still blessing my company.
我们的生命已经失去了永生的盼望，我们看不见。
So even though we may have lost the eternal hope, we don't see it.
我们看见的是也没什么事啊，还是这么平安啊。
Because what we see is only that there's peace and nothing happens.
人家在经济不景气，我也没有什么不景气啊。
So in the time of economic downturn, I'm still okay.
所以顽梗的心啊，其实不用每一个礼拜到教会啦。
So this kind of stubborn heart would lead them to think that, oh, I don't need to go to church every Sunday.
真正想听得到开个电视机那个电视上的名目多的事，对不对？
So I can just open up the TV and just listen to many people who preach.
好消息里面就英文看不太懂，还好消息里面他外国牧师还翻译成中文，多好啊，字幕在下面，真好。
The good news TV even have foreign pastors that have been translated into Chinese, is so easy.
所以不一定要到每天到教会去。
So I don't necessarily go to church every day.
啊，也不一定要到这个小组里面去。
I don't need to go to the cell group.
我心灵枯干的时候，我好好的看看电视的那个里面的节目，不就好了吗
？So when my heart is parched, just look at the TV. Would not be enough.
讲敬拜人家那个还是管弦乐。
So even talking about worship, they even have orchestras.
可以把这个电视放大一点，好像我身临那个其境一样。
So when the TV set is It's closer to me, it's as if I'm there.
这是顽梗的原因，都是用自己的想法去行。
And this kind of stubbornness has come from our own thinking.
所以我们的心呢，不能再刚硬，我们必须要换心。
That's why our heart cannot be stubborn, but needs to be renewed or changed.
一个换一颗心。
A heart changing to a new heart.
不是刚硬的心，是柔软的心。
It's not heart of stone, but heart of flesh.
不是死心，是肉心。
It's not heart of death, but it's of flesh.
30章里面。
Chapter 30,
第六节
Verse 6,
耶和华你的神必将你心里和后裔的心里的污秽除掉。
So the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your descendants.
好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神。
So that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live.
我们如何尽心尽性爱耶和华我们的神？
How do we love the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul?
必须分别为圣。
We need to be consecrated.
必须全心归向主。
We need to fully devoted to the Lord.
心里要除掉污秽。
We need to be cleansed in our heart.
从我们27章里面开始讲的这一个献祭，不要加上外添的东西。
From chapter 27, when you make the offering, do not add dress or human dressing or tools on it.
从31篇里面就开始讲到他们开始悖逆了。
So, but in chapter 31, it's talk about their rebellions again.
这个不是摩西的宣告啊。
This is not Moses' declaration.
这是摩西的预言。
This is Moses' prophecy.
因为神叫他写的。
Because God told him to write this.
并且写了一首诗歌。
Also, there's a song.
这32章里面就是摩西所写的诗歌。
This is the song of Moses that he wrote.
这个我称它为叫做如何去唱摩西的歌。
I call it how to sing the song of Moses.
同样如何去明白神的话语
and also to understand the word of God
32章里面句句提到怎么样子明白那拯救我们的磐石
the chapter 32 repeatedly tell us how to understand the word
32章有7次提到磐石
7 times mentioned the rock that saves us
其中有一次的磐石是摩西摔倒在那个地方
one of them is where Moses stumbled
也就是米利巴的事件
So it is the matter of Miriam.
以至于他没有办法进入迦南地。
And also his inability to enter the land of promised Canaan.
33章我们看到摩西的祝福。
Chapter 33 we see that Moses is a blessing.
所以每一个支派里面的祝福。
And the blessing each tribe.
所以在整个生命记里面的最后的这个祝福很重要。
So in the whole book of Deuteronomy, these blessings are very important.
教会在敬拜聚会的时候。
When the church is worship and praising,
很多我们都没有坚持到最后。
We never persist till the end.
当然，有些人要侍奉那是没有办法。
Of course, some people they have to serve it.
但有些人想要抢头香去买便当的，那就没有领受到祝福。
So and those people who run up right up, up after the service to get their lunch.
我经常看到很多这个报告没什么事，没什么意思啊。
They just run out and get lunch and they miss the blessing and they feel like these reports.
待会我要还要预备很多很多这个敬拜啦，预备啊很多的事情。
From the deacons are meaningless to them and that they have to prepare a lot of other things.
那么他们怎么样？赶快的，这个一聚完会啊，这个奉献完了就走了。
So as soon as the offering was made, they run or they leave.
更妙的是，有些人还没等奉献就赶快跑了。
So it's even more wondrous. Some left even before that.
那么这一些呢，都是没有要等候最后的祝福。
That's because they are not waiting for the blessing at the end.
那一个不是说啊，那个时候的祝福多重要。
It's not that just the blessing is important at the end.
严格讲起来，是我们的心态多么重要。
Strictly speaking, how important is our attitude?
都已经坐在那个地方献祭了，我们还要去用石头去用刀去切割那个石头。
Yeah, even though we made the offering of the altar, we still use a knife to work on it.
当摩西祝福完以后
，When Moses finished the blessing,
34章就讲到这个世代的结束。
We talk about the end of this generation, chapter 34.
耶稣亚接续了这个历史未完的。
Joshua took upon what was not completed.
摩西被神亲自安葬以后，代表那一个时代的结束。
So when Moses was buried by God personally, this represents the end of that generation.
神在整个的这个人在过世的时候
，When man is about to pass,
神让这一个摩西。回顾
you made him reflect,
也把这个回顾告诉他的百姓
and also the reflection was told to his people,
也让他看到你神要告诉你你没有得到的地方
and God also told him what he didn't receive,
让你没有进去的地方神本来要让你进去没有得进去的地方
and the places that God wanted to enter but he didn't enter,
你有没有发现到耶稣亚也是一样
did you notice that it's the same with Joshua?
耶稣亚神跟他讲说你的年纪已经老迈
God told him that Joshua, you will advance in age.
后面一句是什么？你还有许多未得之地。
And there are still many lands that have not been captivated or captured.
我看到这句话的时候，我吓一跳。
When I saw this, I jumped.
不知道哪一天神在梦中会跟我讲。
I don't know which day God will tell me this.
你好像年纪不小了。
He said that your age is not that young anymore.
我要你得的未得之地在哪里
？And where is the land that I want you to capture?
我不知道神有没有一天会跟你启示。
I don't know. One day God is going to reveal to you.
哎呀，你领受了我这么多的恩膏。
That you have received so much anointing.
你向神回应的是什么
？What you have requested to the Lord.
我好像还没有看到你的回应。
You may say I have not seen to you. The Lord may say to you, I have not seen anything from you.
我一直记得我以前的一个同工，他做了一个梦。
I remember there was a coworker who had a dream.
神一直要他起来侍奉神。做一件工作
God wanted him to serve him to do this work.
他一直等我把这一个季度这个忙完了以后
But he wanted to complete whatever he was doing.
我已经开始参加教会的侍奉
But I already started to serve in the church.
牧师去邀请他的时候
When the pastors invited him.
他再给我等一会儿
He told him, give me some more time.
很多的人哎呀这个时候教会正需要啊
But at that time the church just needed him.
我知道但是再给我一会儿
Even though he knew, he just gave me some more time.
有一天他就做了一个梦。
One day he had a dream.
梦见那个梦虽然很短。
Even though it was a short dream.
但在梦境里面的时间很长。
But the time in it was very long.
梦见他怎么样出车祸了。
He dreamed that he had an accident.
躺在床上。
That he was lying in bed.
已经躺了怎么样十几年。
That he was there for more than decades.
瘫痪。
And he was paralyzed.
那么呢有一天他向神认罪。
And one day he confessed to the Lord.
因为那一句话。教会这个时候正需要你，正复兴的时候，你要来成为怎么样这一个侍奉的人才
？Because at that time the church was being revived and they needed him.
他向
talent like him.
弟兄姐妹向牧师回应的那一句话，一直在他的梦境里面。再给我等一会儿。
By that word that he said to the pastor to the brothers, that give me some more time.
结果他在梦境当中就向神认罪悔改。
But in his dream he confessed and repented to the Lord.
他说他那时候是用闽南语祷告。
At that time, he used a Taiwanese to pray.
神也很奇妙，用闽南语回答他。
And God used a Taiwanese to answer him.
他就说：“神啊，我认罪了。”
He said, "Lord, I confess."
你让我再一次的站起来，我要服侍你。
Let me stand up again. I want to serve you.
神从天上很深很大的一个声音，哎，现在没欠人。
So there was a.
现在没欠人了。
The loud sound that came down. Now you don't owe anyone. 啊，
台湾话就用用成我这样无欠。
So in China, Taiwanese, there's no
欠啊，没有欠。
But that God says at that time,
东很多的是现在我没欠人。
So that's the number of time, all that time, God doesn't owe me anyone.
梦虽然很短，他做了几十年了。
Even though it was a short dream, it was a matter of a
decade. 梦境的当中，吓一跳。
He was scared.
啊，起来说满头都是汗。
So he woke up with cold sweat.
赶快跪下来。
He immediately knelt down.
啊，然后这个一大早起床的时候，天还没亮，打电话给牧师。
Before the sun rose,
也吓一跳。
He called the pastor.
牧师这么早。啊、
And Pastor was surprised when you called him so early.
昨天跟我讲那个，我就要去，我要叫你去服侍奉了。
He said, "Whatever you told me, I'm going to serve."
哎呦，感谢主，我昨天好好的祷告。
The pastor said, "Praise the Lord, I prayed really hard yesterday for you."
啊，感谢主，让牧师你好好的祷告，要不然我不会做到这个梦。
Praise the Lord to you that you pray, otherwise I wouldn't have this dream.
在等嘛。
And so wait.
神要我们等候，我们等不及。
But God wants us to wait, but we cannot wait.
神要我们侍奉，我们老是要等。
So when God wants us to serve, we tend to wait.
不该等的去等。
But we wait on things we shouldn't wait.
该积极的时候不积极。
Yeah, when we need to move, we don't move.
我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
从生命记，不是摩西的一个结束。
Now from the book of Deuteronomy, it's not the end of Moses.
而是我们对神律法认知的一个开始。
It's only the beginning of knowing the law of the Lord.
从礼拜一我们开始要跟着耶稣亚里面去看那未得之地。
So from beginning of next week, Monday, we're going to see the land of promise of Joshua.
我们又能够从耶稣亚的身上得到怎么样子的一个给我们的很好的信息，好在我们这个信仰的生活里。
How are we going to receive great message from Joshua in our faith?
当然，更重要的，我们要想神给我们的应许之地，除了耶稣基督在我们的里头，我们要得到什么
？So when we receive this promise, besides receiving the promise, you think about the grace of Jesus Christ and what we're supposed to receive.
我们盼望不是历史又重演。
I hope it's not history repeating itself.
而是我们真正的进入那应许之地。
But we truly enter the land of promise.
已经绕过旷野了，不要再绕了。
If we already wandered, do not wander anymore.
以色列人绕得很辛苦。
The Israelites wandered with difficulty.
不需要再绕。
We don't need to wander.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，你帮助我们。
Lord Jesus, may you help us.
让我们牵着你的话语。
By your words.
遵照你的话语。
According to your words.
圣灵改变我们的心。
The Holy Spirit change our hearts.
因为你应许给我们一个肉心。
Because you promised to give us a heart of flesh.
你要改变我们的心。
You want to change our hearts.
你要使那个新约在我们的里头。
You want to put a new covenant in us.
因为耶稣基督已经为我们钉死在十字架。
Because Jesus already crucified on the cross for us.
我们已经成为新造的人。
We are new creations.
主啊，帮助我刚强壮胆起来。
May you help me to be strong and courageous.
从教会里面承接神你要给我的应许。
And to receive the promise that you're going to give me in the church.
从神你的话语让我知道这教会我的使命是什么。
From the word of God, I know what my commission is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.